Thanks so much, DJ Wednesday. Hey, this is Matt C. And Lace Punch, Punk and Hardcore is coming up. Trey is here with me.
What's up?
And DJ Wednesday was giving us some great memories of Christian Death.
Yes.
All right, Trey, you brought some tunes to play tonight.
Yes, I did.
We're going to start off with some Social Ills. This is KXRY Portland.
Alright, everybody just go ahead and say happy birthday to our friend Trey over here.
That was from August 2nd. Was it really your birthday?
It was my birthday at midnight on August 3rd.
Probably was midnight by then. I don't know.
Sure it was.
I like when a musician will take the whole gig for their birthday gig.
Yeah.
Often not even their birthday.
That happened last night. It was Folk's birthday.
Yeah, maybe you guys saw Trey last night playing with Excess Blood.
Blood.
Playing some new songs at Blackwater. That's pretty fun. It was a late night.
Yes, whew. It was.
Did you have to work this morning?
I sure did, my friend. I went to work at 7 a.m., but yeah. It takes 40 minutes to walk there, so I woke up at 5:45.
Yeah, Mondays.
Uh-huh.
Do you require coffee?
Yes, I do. I get the extra caffeine from the Jacksons, and you know what? I have a panic attack every single day. It's awesome.
Yeah, I stay away from coffee because I always have a nap coming soon.
Yeah, totally. It scares the heck out of me, but I do it anyway.
Are you a napping guy?
I am.
Did you nap before you came here?
I sure did. You know, I was on 4 hours of sleep, and then today I took a 2-hour nap. And now I'm ready to go.
Right on. Oh, so great to have you here, Trey.
Thanks.
So you may know them from Electric Chair. And you're in Depleted Uranium, right?
Yeah, so it's actually UR.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
I didn't figure that out at the start.
No, totally.
That it was uranium.
Yeah, well, check it out. The periodic table, it's just you. And so we were like, that's dumb. We don't want to be Depleted U.
So how many gigs have that band played?
Not many, like three or four, but we've been a band for like a year.
You have any of our songs recorded?
No, we are writing our 12th song right now. We're about to finish it, and then we're going to record an LP next month. Straight to LP. No demo, no nothing.
Is Sasha in that band?
She is. She plays drums.
Right on.
She's the best.
Set the recorder. Oh, is that you?
Well, I don't think so. What the heck?
That was me. All right. So you got some new tunes that came out with just last week.
Yeah, 3 days ago.
That's pretty great. And if you saw them at Blackwater, you guys played them like in order?
Yep, sure did.
Pretty awesome. Let's listen to one now. It's off of the 7-inch. When are they coming out here? When are we going to get a copy out here in Portland?
They're in the mail right now.
Those are from Unlawful Assembly in Wisconsin. You must have made good buds with them, when you were on tour over there?
Yeah, Leo's the man. I mean, I'm from the Midwest originally, so, you know, Milwaukee and Kansas City have a little connection. It's not terribly far, so, yeah, dude, Leo's the man. Been in a bunch of good bands. He was in Necron 9 and stuff. He rules.
So they put out this new 7-inch, and we're going to hear Clamor of Please right now by Excess Blood. Don't hit it. Come on. Okay, we're back.
Hi.
Trey is here with me. Whatever. That was Excess Blood with a new song, Clamor of Please. All right, you recorded that out here in Portland, probably, right?
I sure did.
Was that with Sasha?
It was. It was recorded, mixed, and mastered by one Sasha Stroud, my girl. Shout out, Sasha. I love you.
Wow. So glad they moved out here.
Me too.
All right, so you work full time?
I sure do.
That's really good to hear. You know, punks have a real struggle out here in Portland.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So you have benefits with them too?
No, I get paid minimum wage and I'm still on the state insurance. I make like no money, but like, I, you know, it's enough to scrape by, so whatever.
That's good, and they probably are really flexible if you need to go on tour.
Yeah, they sure are. That's kind of the whole reason why I'm sticking with it, really.
And you're still touring once in a while with Electric Chair, right?
Yes, yes.
Anything planned with them?
Well, it's definitely coming to an end, it seems like, you know.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, you know, our drummer moved to Australia and, like...
Does Davey have new bands in Australia?
He does. He has a band called Laughter.
Oh, really? Do they have something new that came out recently?
I don't know. I don't think they've released anything yet, but it's like people from Enzyme and that band Geld and
wow.
Davey, so...
Oh, who from Geld?
The singer and the drummer. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because Geld broke up, and now it's like the drummer and the singer are messing around while Davey's playing guitar, so...
And who from Enzyme?
My buddy Rye, bass player.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
I know, man. I can't wait to hear the recording. I've seen little clips on Instagram or whatever, and it sounds good, but, you know, I need that demo.
Too bad for Electric Chair.
Yeah, you know.
And then there's one more band here that we haven't talked about. Social Ills? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So you guys recorded with Social Ills recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was with Sasha also?
It was.
Can't wait to hear it.
Totally.
We listened to the cassette in the car last night. So great.
That's cool.
That song, Midnight?
Yeah.
Midnight is like a hit.
Thanks, yo. I wrote that riff.
heck yeah. Did you, what about like the spaces in the beginning? 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yep. That was me. That was me, buddy. I'm taking credit for it.
That is a total hit.
Thanks, yo.
We play it too much on here.
Oh, that's cool, though. Oh, making me blush. Make me blush over here.
Okay, so you going out tonight?
No, I'm going home and going to bed.
You can't, like, do it every night?
No, I used to, but, you know, dude, I am so wrecked. That job is, like, really easy, but I'm so tired.
Hopefully you get medicated there.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, no. So when I get there at 7 in the morning, it's like I go out front and there's everyone, including my managers. They're like, Trey, hit this. And I'm like, no, I'm scared. And then they're like, hit this. And then, so, you know, I got the coffee scared. And then, you know, I got the cannabis scared. And I just spend my whole life terrified. It's pretty great.
You get neutralized.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster.
All right, hey, what are we gonna put here first tonight? You have some selections, right?
Yes, this first track is by a band called Puffer from Montreal, and this 7-inch, for my money, one of the best of the 20s. It's so good.
Sister Marie. We'll be right back.
platos no me puede ver. Me da miedo entrar en la cocina, me da miedo lo que pueda ver. La tostadora se ha vuelto asesina, el lavaplatos no me puede ver. Se han revelado todos para ver. La Turmix, la plancha y la Nuridex se han vuelto locos de repente. Hay que ver. La afiladora se niega a afilar, dice que no ni hablar. La nevera está leyendo a Max y me dice que la deje en paz.
We just heard last, what was that?
The last one. That was Alaska y los Pega Moides. I don't know how to say that.
Oh.
La Rebelión de los Electro something. I don't know. You know, I may be Cuban, but my family didn't teach me Spanish. They use it as a secret language against me. It's terrible.
Oh, really? You're Cuban?
Yeah, my mom's from there. Mm-hmm.
It was Electro Domesto... Domesticos, Electro Domesticos.
See.
So yeah, they're pretty interesting.
Yeah, I love them. They're so good. Them and Paralysis Permanente. They're my fave.
I think that the female voice is named Alaska.
Yeah, yeah. She has a bunch of projects like up until today, and she just rips.
And then before that, we heard 013. How do you say that?
Yeah, 013. Yeah.
They're listed right here.
Yeah. Yeah, they rock. I don't know. I don't know. I have a lot of memories attached to that band. I don't know. I just remember, like, 15 years ago, this older punk dude who I looked up to just being in my house and playing that record on the TV. And I just remember thinking, like, this is nice. Like, this is what life is all about.
And that was Finnish.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, we heard Royal Headache.
Yes. Yes. They're great. One of Australia's finest. When we played Sydney, Australia, Electric Chair, that is, we were up on stage, and I'm getting super heckled by someone in the crowd, like, just like, take off your glasses! And we have, like, technical difficulties, and this guy's just, like, shouting insults at me and stuff, and, you know, I don't care, you know, whatever. But after after we played, this dude came up to me, and he was all like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I was the one heckling you. Like, all my friends, like, they told me, like, to stop. And, like, I just want you to know I was just doing that because I know you're real. I know you're real hardcore. And I was like, oh, cool, man. Thanks. He's like, I sang in Royal Headache. I don't know if that means anything to you. And I was like, oh, sick, dude. Like, cool.
Left a great impression.
No, yeah. And honestly, I was like, wow, what an honor. You know, he knew I could take it.
You're over here, we just throw a beer can at the singer or whoever.
Yeah, I took a couple last night. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I always have to leave like the last sip in there so it splashes on whoever.
Good thing I love that, or else I'd be very upset.
I love that too.
It's fun.
I wanted to do it at roller derby. We're used to it, doing it all the time.
No, totally. Yeah, that would be sick. Moving target.
All right, that was a fun set. So we got another set coming up. I think Glue Amps is queued up.
Yes.
What about them?
Well, another one of those bands that just, you know, bring back a lot of memories. And this is my favorite style of music. Rare punk from all over the world.
All right, this is Glue Amps with, this song is 365. We'll be right back.
Rock, rock, rock away, beach. At 91.7. Streaming online and everywhere at xray.fm. The radio is yours. What? You're listening to X-Ray FM. KRXY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM.
Yes. My guest tonight is Trey from Electric Chair and Excess Blood.
Hello.
So, what's the rundown of the songs?
Well, that song that you just heard was Cha-Cha Love by The Spits, one of my all-time favorite bands. Originally from Kalamazoo, Michigan, moved to Seattle in the 90s, and me and my Electric Chair family, we went on tour together, and God, it just was so sick. I don't know. I loved seeing that band every night. What an honor. That ruled.
That's pretty cool. What cities was that?
Oh, it was like, I don't remember. Like Atlanta, Richmond, Raleigh.
New York,
yeah. Philly. Just little East Coast junt. We didn't have a car. We like hitchhiked and stuff with no gear. And they had like a van, and sometimes we would beat them to the show and they'd be like, you guys don't have a car and you beat us? It's like, yeah.
So it was a big venue because of the Spits?
Yeah, or like, you know, it was like a small club tour, yeah.
I always think that Electric Chair is like one of the best punk bands in the world.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I always tell you that.
That's though. So sweet.
All right. And then before that,
The Secret Prostitutes, a great band from Houston, Texas. Used to see them all the time when I lived in Kansas City. They introduced me to that whole world of the Killed by Death compilations and stuff. Like, that's what they're trying to go for. And Adit, the drummer, was also the singer. A little Indonesian dude. He had braces and stuff, but, you know, he'd still smoke meth and huff air duster. And That band was so talented. There's one record where I think there's 20 languages on it. Like they just sing in so many different languages. And the guitar player was sick. He had a giant tattoo across his chest that said "Rock and Roll Nightmare," just huge. And it was just, that was the best. They were the best. Shout out
Secret Prostitutes.
They were the sickest.
Shout out to who?
To them.
They Secret rule. Prostitutes.
Yeah.
And then before that, we heard
The Gizmos. That was Pay by The Gizmos. And that band, very important to me. It was very, there. It had, that band had like a moment in like the mid 2010s in the Midwest. And, you know, the other night at a party, we were listening to it, and somebody was like, "Damn, this is probably what Egg Punk was like before Egg Punk." And I was like, "You know what? I was there. I rode that wave." And that is so true. That's what we were listening to. Like, that dude totally called it.
From what I remember, the Midwest always had like lots of airy songs that weren't too noisy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Lumpy. And
totally. Yeah, no, that's my dog. all those people, Coneheads, all that stuff that like became like genre defying for that whole scene. Like, yeah, I was there, man. You wasn't there, man.
What band did you bring out from the Midwest?
That band was called Beta Boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you weren't the singer of Beta Boys.
No, I played the guitar. And if you look at that little meme, the Egg Punk Chain Punk chart, like, they put Beta Boys all the way at the egg side. And, you know, I was upset about it at first, but now I'm embraced it. I'm the king.
That's more goth, right?
Dude, yeah, it doesn't even sound like those other bands, but we just got lumped in there because that's like where we lived and who we hung out with.
Yeah, you kiddies, check out Beta Boys, some great releases, some of my favorite songs.
Yeah, you go buy that record.
All right. next up, we got Subhumans queued up.
Nice, yeah. This song is just one I really like, so.
Let's rock it. Religious Wars.
There's no light in your eyes.
just listened to Les Lulis from France. They're sick. Saw them in Olympia with nobody. Nobody was at that show. It was just me, Electric Chair guys, and Maddie Clark who drove them. Shout out to the bozo that ruined that show, nerd.
Didn't advertise it?
No, I don't know. There was like some ska band from Spokane on there. It was just some like lame who just like somehow got a hold of the show. I don't know. I'm so glad that I went though. They were like amazing.
Pretty good. La Lulis.
Yeah, that was on a split with Split System, and that was probably the best band we played with in Australia. So yeah, go check that out. That thing rules.
Cool. What else did we hear?
Before that, that was Freak Vibe. And if you don't know about Freak Vibe, that was Fan Club before Lysol. That was their first incarnation. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. That's my favorite band those guys did. I'm sorry if you guys are listening. I'm sorry. I love all your stuff. You're talented. But
okay, so that's Christine, Chad, and Anthony.
Yeah, and this dude Nolan.
I like Anthony's band. Who was it? The one where they had the tooth synthesizers.
Control Test.
They are so great.
Yeah, that's up there too. Those guys are just so good, and they always have been, and they always will be.
They played this big festival out here with like 15 bands, and they were my favorite band.
Yeah, no, they're the best.
Control Test.
Yeah, they ripped. I remember that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so one more song. Or we heard back there.
Terzo Mundo?
Yes, the middle of the start of that said Terzo Mundo. And let me say, I'm so sorry I messed up Trey's hard ID back there. I forgot to turn his mic on.
You know, hey, we're punks. This is true punks.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, and Trey's in here from Electric Chair and Excess Blood.
Hello.
So, hey, thanks for agreeing to come in again. This is part two.
Right on. Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I love this.
And they made a great flyer. You see that on my Instagram page, as well as the flyer you made before is so great.
Thanks, yeah.
All right, what else we got for tonight?
Coming up next, we got Sleepers with Angel in a Raincoat.
Oh, let's rip it.
Wow! Gonna corner, standing in the rain. Every day it's just the same, so why should I stare? I see each morning, it's just the same. Oh,
That was the Limps.
Yes.
Pretty good sets tonight, Trey.
Thank you.
All right, who else did we hear there?
Back then, before that, was the Whiffs with Now I Know. Shout out to the Whiffs. Shout out Rory and Zach. I love you guys. You're the man. Kansas City forever.
Woo. You go back there often, huh?
Yeah, man, that's home, you know. I gotta maintain a presence there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, hey, thanks so much for coming in. This is Trey, and you could listen to this again online, and the past episode as well.
Yes, please do.
All right, Trey, you got any gigs coming up?
Yes, many gigs, but the one that I want to touch on is Friday, March 27th. I will be playing at Ming's Lounge with my band Depleted UR. Also on the gig will be FTC, shout out CC. We got
Woo!
Battle Sex, Archmage, Decomp, Atomic Prey, and the legendary Physique from Olympia, Washington.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's gonna be, that's a banger.
You know what, I forgot, but will you sign my Physique and Electric Terror split record?
Hell yeah.
We got a couple more minutes here.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought a special pen for you this time.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because last time I accidentally ruined the record.
It's all right. I was able to wash it off.
Oh, thank God.
The other signature was perfect.
Cool.
I know you got that graffiti style.
That's right. Hip-hop, baby, forever.
Thanks so much for coming in. That was super fun.
Yeah, thank you, man. I really appreciate it, dog. Anytime you want me back, let me know. I'll be here.
All right, let's finish with, let's pick Alvilda.
See, yes, Alvilda from France.
You played with them before?
Yeah, we played with them at a Static Shock Festival in London. It was the last Static Shock ever, and I had never heard them, didn't know what to expect, and I had never seen a band smile the whole time while they were playing. They were just smiling and so happy and so good. And I looked over at my friend Alec from Poison Ruin, and he was like, "This is great. I'm so tired of seeing shitty dudes play. This is incredible."
Yeah. Love them. They played here.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, you saw them. Like, it was couple, well, only like 6 months ago.
Yeah, that was a night of insane drama for me, but we'll talk, we won't talk about that.
Just like every night.
Yeah, no, wildlife.
Okay. Okay, love you.